Nice job, Jerry.
You got me hooked on these guys.
Love that guitar work. The Turnpike Troubadours, one of my favorite bands right now. We're talking with Jared Wright, Technisecurity. We were talking through the difference between wireless and hardwired and cellular. And you had mentioned, you know, if the internet goes down and this and that and levels of protection, and we were talking yesterday just about the next level past cellular, you know, the sophistication of the crook to go to a wireless versus wireless, to, you know, to go cellular, you're now putting yourself in the top 2% of sophistication, somebody that can jam a cellular signal and get in. And for you, me, and I'm going to say 90%+ of everyone listening here, there isn't anything in our home that's bringing that kind of sophisticated crook to our door.
Romy, I'd say it's even less than 2%. I mean, if somebody's going to go through the hassle of, you know, finding an illegal cell phone blocker technology, let's just face it, this guy's getting into your house, and you gotta quit hiding all the gold under your mattress and telling everybody about it. At that point, they're just getting in.
There's nothing in my house worth that kind of effort to come in and get.
Yeah, that's where the cellular technology, we want to look at the, you know, the 99.9% of break-ins. And over the years, I've walked into well over 1,000 break-ins, and then the homeowner says, yeah, now we need a security. So I've seen all kinds of break-ins that you can think of. And going back to 2002 when I started, I've never seen it once in my career. So not to say it's not out there, but I can comfortably say if you've got a cellular monitored system, you're beating them 99.9% of the time.
And your point about people needing or realizing that there's a need for this service after the break-in, it's a little too late. Well, a lot of people think it's kind of like lightning. Well, it's not going to happen again. You know, I've been here for 10 years and it happened once. It'll be another 10 years. Not a big deal. But there is a level of awareness for that crook that, well, if I just got this house, that is there a good chance in 6 months the insurance is going to be through? They've got a new screen TV. They've replaced all their stuff. And, you know, it's just a target-rich environment for a repeat attack.
Yeah, I was just speaking with a new customer of ours who is a seasonal resident here from Alaska, and he had a break-in when he was up in Alaska, thought, oh man, you know, there's my once-in-a-lifetime incident, and when he took off in the summertime, like a lot of people do, went back up, lo and behold, he got hit again, and that's when he decided, all right, it's time to do something. So the way that I always look at it is, you know, it's kind of like if you're in a car accident, you usually want to put your seatbelt on before the accident. Once you're in the middle of it, it's kind of too late to reach and grab it. So I really look at the security system as a proactive event where I'm going to do this like a seatbelt, not because I think I'm a bad driver, not because I think I live in a bad neighborhood. I'm just going to be preventative, do some preventative maintenance here and have a security system for that just-in-case incident. And I'll tell you this, any customer of ours that's ever had the system go off even once in their lifetime, they're going to say, yeah, thank goodness I had it on just like the seatbelt. You know, you probably won't get in an accident, but that one time you do, thank goodness you had it.
Thank goodness you had it. That's a great way to look at it on that car analogy, the wreck. What's one thing that that they then look at? Once you hit that break-in and you're talking to that customer that's ready to go, do you have to talk them off a ledge? I mean, are they ready to come spend $10,000 when really it's only about half that they need to accomplish what they're looking for?
So there's two ways you can do it, Romy. And yes, when I'm talking to the customer, usually they are thinking, you know, that's a pretty life-altering event. Somebody was in my home. Well, you know, what's going on? Are they coming back? So the good news for people is, The average break-in that's going to happen, it is certainly going to happen when you are not home. You know, the burglars that are out there, they're not the brightest bunch. That's probably why they've chosen the profession they're in, and they just don't want to come into a home when someone's there. So the good news for people is the chance of ever having something while you're home is pretty darn slim. So you don't need to worry about that so much. But once something has happened, or if you're looking at getting a system after the fact or preventatively, there's two paths that you can take in the security industry. One is you say, I want to buy all this stuff outright. You give me a cost, I'm going to buy it, and then let's just do the monitoring. And the equipment cost you're looking at there is probably going to range between $400 to, you know, sky's the limit, but let's say about $1,000. The other option that people have is, like a cell phone, you can say, I want to reduce my upfront costs, and I'll sign an agreement with you for a couple of years. And in that route, you're usually going to have the upfront cost reduced to zero. So you do have the option of saying, I either want to buy my cell phone and just, you know, go month to month type of route, or I want to sign an agreement and get, you know, get the service for free, just like a cell phone service.
And to cover that one more time, and not to beat a dead horse, but it's something that is very easily misunderstood. I've got a text from one of our partners here. And he says, so, if the bad guy cuts the power to the house, does that not shut the power off to the internet router and disable the Wi-Fi?
You bet it does. Yep. And that's the problem with going with internet and Wi-Fi monitoring. That's why we really want to push and promote cellular. If the bad guy cuts the power to your home with a security system that Tekna has done, you have no loss of service whatsoever. You're right. Internet goes out, power goes out, you've lost security on either option. But if you had cellular monitoring, internet goes out, we don't care because we were never using it to begin with.
And how are you ensured that this battery on the cellular is charged?
Good question. So every time the battery is used, it is going to send the homeowner a report so that you know the battery is being used. And then when the battery does go into a low battery, just like on your cell phone, it's going to give you an alert, low battery warning or battery failure warning. Real quick example, Romy, of that something the homeowners out there should know about is we've seen a trend where the burglar comes to the house. He knows you're out of town. He cuts the power to your home, and that will drain the backup battery in the security system in about 2 to 3 days. So then he comes back 2 to 3 days later, and he's got free range in the house to do whatever he wants. So that's why a Tekna system, the second your power goes out, you are sent an alert notification, hey, power's out. You can then call the neighbor, and he says, yeah, power's out in the whole neighborhood, or, woof, I don't know what's going on, maybe I'll look for you. It's not necessarily going to notify the police, but it is going to notify you immediately if your power goes out. So you are notified of all types of battery status and activity.
Very good. Well, Jared Wright, Tekna Security, been with Rosie on the House 7-8 years now?
A little less than that. It's been 4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years. Well, we appreciate all you've continued to help us and being every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And appreciate your time on helping put together this article and here Saturday morning.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks so much, Romy.
Hey, take care. How would somebody find you other than RosieOnTheHouse.com, of course?
Check out our website, TeknaSystems.com, or give us a call at 877-835-6287. That's 877-TECHNA-USA.
Very good. We appreciate it. And one thing that we've got one more guest, and we're going to be talking about the install of this, you know, in a new home, how to incorporate this from the beginning. But here at Rosie on the House, we have a standard. You know, this is your safe place for the listening audience. You don't have to worry about hearing news. You don't have to worry about hearing politics or religion or sensitive subjects. It's housing related. Well, we do get certain requests, though. And we have a tool that we're looking at using for meeting that listener request of, you know, well, what do you think about this? Well, that's outside of the standard of what we're going to cover on Rosie on the House, because that's outside our realm of home improvements and how it relates to securities. Well, what about guns in the home? What about firearms? Do you recommend that? What do you use at your home? How do you have? Well, that's not something we're going to cover on the radio broadcast. That's a topic that a lot of our listeners, you know, don't tune into Rosie on the House to hear about, and it's violating their trust and expectation with us. But that's where the podcast can come available. We can do that and have an additional hour where if you wanted information on this, we could have experts outside of that field, and you could still have that content through one channel, Rosie on the House. But it's something, if you wanted it, you would have to go seek it out. You don't have to worry about turning your radio on and being turned off because you hear a topic that it's not what you come to us for. You come to us for housing, and that's what we're going to be there for. So that's one thing that we're working on as part of our just ongoing effort to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And it'll give Rosie a platform to have his rants so he doesn't have to have them on air. And he doesn't get to we work him. You know, we keep him settled. But every now and then, he's got something that just eats his crawl, and he's got to get it off his chest. Well, we'll put him on the podcast for those instances. Let's bring Mark from Select Security in and go into the beginning of the home. At what point, Mark, do you like to come in and start your wiring for a brand new home that's going up in construction and the security's been engineered into this? Do you get in after the masons and the framers? Do you get in before the drywall? Or what are some best practices you're implementing from the beginning? We've got a clean slate, a new home. Let's design this right.
Well, the best practice and best time to get in would be after the electricians are done, so that way we're not in their way. That way the doors are also already set. We know the swing of the doors, so we can wire to the correct side of the door. Keypads, wire to the correct side of the door. So definitely want to get in before the drywall's put up.
And if we're talking wires, why isn't the electrician just putting these in?
Well, the electrician's running his normal high-voltage cable. We're running a different cable. We're running a 22-gauge 2-conductor or a 22-gauge 4-conductor. And we want to make sure we bring it up on the correct side of the window that's operational for the contacts. We want to make sure that we also have it on the correct side of the door for the swing of the door so we can put in our recessed contact on the door as well.
And there's usually all of this wired back to a brain. Where are we implementing and installing that in the home?
Well, in today's homes, we've got a lot of network cabling that's going in as well. It's going to a common cabinet, usually in a laundry room, just an on-cue cabinet. We wire everything back to one common location, so that way your internet's in the same location, your phone lines, your TV, your satellite TV, and your security, we can all put it in one location.
We're talking security, and something has hit a nerve. The phones have lit up. We're going to take our last break of the hour and come back more with Mark from Select Security here at Rosie on the House.